Well, I've got.
People will think it's a joke if I do it.
I've got you on speaker, but I'm going to do it. Hang on. This episode. This is a trigger warning. This episode, later on in it, contains some talk about death of beloved pets and what did we say? Horse euthanasia.
Well, yeah, and also and your mum dying.
Yeah, and we talk about my mum dying. So yeah, trigger warnings. Death of both animals and parents. Thank you.
And horse.
Happiness is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
Okay, I'm ready for the clicks, if you are.
I am as well. Okay. Oh, now there's sirens outside my house.
Don't even know how that happened.
Oh, it's one of these episodes. okay, right, yeah. Ready?
Hello and welcome. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Paddy.
And this is Johnny and the Baptists. Happiness is out there.
He's learnt it.
Well, I have. Done. It's taken, what, 6 weeks?
Oh, if not twice as long as that, yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you? What's going on?
Oh, it's all go. It's all go in Jerv wood. I live in a wood.
You do. You've got a bit, but it's quite nice. I have spent today having my monthly day lost to pills panic.
Yes, absolutely. As have I. It's been a good
we've
day,
synced.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's good that we've synced up at least, because that then we'll, you know, if we'll drown together sort of energy. But also,
that's nice.
Now the confusion began, Jonathan Donohoe. I went to take my pill last night and the blister pack was empty. And I was like, oh, that's a shame. There must be more in the little box that I keep. And then I couldn't find the little box. And I went, that's very unusual. Maybe I've run out, and that's very unlike me, because I'm normally quite on it. And in my diary, I had a note 4 days from now saying, pills run out. And I was like, I should have 4 days left. Turns out, we share a diary, and we use the same colour of note for our personal notes.
Yes, that's true.
So yours had run out, or yours are about to run out, and you've lost the remaining ones.
Yeah, I've got six left. In right. A little blister pack that I've lost. So I take three a day of this particular pill, methylphenidate. And I take one in the morning, one at lunch, and then a proper dinner. No, one at dinner. And then I realised I couldn't find the six remaining, which is enough for... Because I'd taken one this morning, so I should only need five. So I was, if anything, I was prepared. I seem to have lost them. I think I might have left them at the library. I don't think you can go to a public library and say, I left some controlled drugs
here.
Can I have them? Because they probably just don't keep, them for you.
I don't know. I think if I found pills in my library, I'd hang on to them in case.
See, that's interesting. So methylphenidate has a street value.
Oh, okay.
It's not very high,
but enough to be like, oh, this guy could be selling speed.
From what I can get on the dark web, which I've not been on, I don't even know how to get to the dark web.
No,
it's too
no.
dark. Yeah. I don't know anything about the dark web. Also, I think you have to have like a server.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. See, that's a step too far for me.
Yeah. You can't just go to www.darkweb.gov, as assumed, / naughty. So, yeah, you can't do that. I don't know how to. But from what I gather from somebody telling me is that my pills go for up to £3 a day, £3 a pill.
Ooh.
On the street. So I get 50... Hang on. I got 28, 26, no, wait, hang on.
The maths on that isn't good.
I get 64 a month.
Right.
That's not right.
It's not divisible by three.
So what do I get? Okay, I get 28 days.
Times three.
which is 72. Is that true?
No, that's absolutely not maths. 56.
No,
84.
Yeah, so what's that times... Is it really?
Yeah, 28 times 3 is 84.
Okay, I accept. I believe you. I believe Good. You.
Oh, I'm glad.
And what's 84 times 3?
Oh, gosh. 252.
It's a very different podcast this week, isn't it? So for a whole month's worth of pills, I could get 250 quid.
Yes, about that.
But I would
have to do an offer. I think if you sold them in bulk, you'd do a deal, right?
Well, it'd be 252, so I'm saying £2 off.
You say you get 2 quid off thing. If you buy.
But I would then need to buy them back.
Right, okay.
Because yes. I really do need these pills.
And you definitely buy them back at a loss, because as we've just learned, you're not good with numbers.
No, not at all. So how much would it cost me to get them back?
Well, it depends how much the person sells them to you back. What do you think their markup would be?
Well, I've just sold them to you. What are you going to try? And bear in mind that it's a demand and sell custom
well,
business,
does,
economics.
Did you keep a receipt?
From the
drug dealer?
No, because I was selling them illegally in the park.
Does the iZettle machine take a cut like it does with our T-shirts?
Yes, it does. I think it takes 3% plus.
Yeah.
I think it takes 3% plus. There's also a fee that goes to PayPal.
Yeah, and there's £1 for the COVID recovery fee for the venue.
Yeah, that's always the case when you... God, I hate that. There's always a COVID recovery fee for everything I do and you do for people who don't need it when we did.
Yes, exactly. We're still trying to recover from COVID, and yet I'm paying for a building to take that money.
So what was the end result?
The end result is I think you'd lose out on about 90 quid a month, I reckon.
What if I? Is that what you think the market?
That's what I think it would happen if every month you sold them to someone and then bought them back with our iZettle machine, and they worked for an arts venue.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Which venue do you think this drug dealer works for?
I think it's probably something like the Arlington Arts Centre.
Yeah, the Arlington. Yeah, that's it.
Somewhere rural.
Yes, so that was my drug problem. How was yours?
Well, mine was, I mean, you were very helpful because I've lost my pills before and been in a tight spot, but I take a pill called agomelatin every day, which is for a combined depression and anxiety treatment, but is prescribed to people with insomnia. And I have to take it before bed and it knocks me out. However, I've now taken it for so many years that it just means I go to sleep like normal, but if I don't take it, I definitely can't sleep.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
So I ran out, and the solution to that was I've spoken to probably 35 pharmacies today who are all like, we can help you out, dude, but we can't help you out for a while because they're not. It's not a pill that you just keep in the farm. You have to order it.
Where does it come from?
I don't know, but my old GP used to call them Scandinavian don't kill yourself drugs, so I imagine they're probably originating from there somewhere.
But
I've managed to find there is a Boots the Chemist about a mile and a half from my house that says that they have some, and I'm not sure they do. She was very confident for someone who then hesitated quite a lot.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that that's fine. After this, I'm going to go. And if not, I'm coming up to Glasgow tomorrow, but my train isn't until about 1 o'clock, so I can go and find... I can order them tonight and get them in the morning. But I will have gone 2 days without my pills, which is when it starts to get real hairy, and I'd quite like to be on it for the short time I have with you in Glasgow.
And what when you say real hairy, what are the symptoms when you don't... Oh, hang on. No, I thought I'd turn my mic off. What are the symptoms when you don't take your pills? Do you grow horns or anything? Or do you...
Yeah, I get a sort of tail, but yeah. Not where you'd expect.
because if I don't take my citalopram,
yeah,
I just gradually become a bee.
Yeah, I know. And it takes about a week.
It takes about a week.
But which is odd, because when I took citalopram, when I did take citalopram, I'd get a nosebleed, but I had to take them for a year. So I just had an enormous amount of blood loss for a long time.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was bad. That was real bad. But when I don't...
We call that tour the shaky tour.
Yes. What's good about agomelatine is it has very limited side effects, except for in about 5% of people where they're dreadful. So oh, you no. have to have a liver...
When you say they're dreadful, you mean those people are dreadful?
Terrible folk.
Or does it mean that you end up... with very terrible unwell. Side effects.
Yeah. 5% of people end up very unwell because of this pill. So you have to have a liver toxicity test every month to make sure it's not shutting down your liver. And I don't.
You need your
that.
Liver.
I need mine, and most people need theirs. But I'm fine on it. I get my liver tested, and it's all. And it's also quite nice because it means you get to have a liver test every month, and they go, "Hey, your liver's all right." Like in general.
What's going on with your liver?
My liver's great, actually, which I was very surprised by.
Yes, because you're not healthy.
I'm not well. but they are. Yeah, agomelatine is very good for having very limited side effects. Like you don't lose, a lot of antidepressants. You'll get something. I've had ones where I've had no sex drive for years. I've had ones where I can't sleep or don't have an appetite. I've had the frosted glass effect ones where it's just like you're talking at nothing. But these ones are really
good.
The
ones where you become a bee.
Yeah, the bee ones that you seem to love so much that you buy off this guy that sells them to you at a huge profit.
Huge profit and also a COVID recovery fee. Yes. It's £1.50 per ticket.
Yeah.
For COVID recovery and also £1.50 for processing. And yet it's the only way to buy it. And yes, you buy it online direct and it comes to your phone. So I don't know what the processing... I don't know where they're processing it.
Yeah, and a lot of it goes to the bees as well because they're trying to bring them back, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's good. But if I don't have them for a few days, I get one, very depressed, but that's to be expected. But it's actually... It's not like, oh, and then you start to shit yourself or whatever. It's more that because of the swing in the other direction, I then basically don't sleep until I get the pills again. So I start to instead receive the side effects from sleep deprivation.
And what are they like? You sort of...
I sort of shit yourself, turn to a bee. And I just don't want to arrive at yours really craggy.
No,
and then,
God no.
And then have to put up with your bullshit for 2 days.
You want to come, if anything, feeling a lot better than normal.
Yeah, exactly. So that I'll even out.
manage what it's like.
I just want to very quickly say I'm actually really looking forward to coming to yours tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Normally, nothing to do with you, I get severe anxiety when I'm about to go to Glasgow because... Mm. I don't like leaving the house. I don't like leaving London. I don't like leaving Benny at home. I don't like all this sort of stuff. I get very, and it's been a wobbly couple of months. Let's be honest. But I got the little alert today saying your train is leaving tomorrow or whatever, and I was like, oh, brilliant! I'll have a lovely time.
So what's different? What's changed?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Huh. We had a nice
bottle
time.
That.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is. I wonder if it's just, we've got a good plan for we're making our movie. We've got a nice couple of days lined up. The weather's quite nice. I now know I'll have some pills. I don't know, I'm feeling good about it.
Sometimes when I tell people what I do, I sound like such a kid. I'm in a band and I'm making a movie.
Yeah, right. I'm getting that a lot at the moment as well.
Who's in your band, my friend? He's got a guitar. All right, off you go.
Where is he? He doesn't live here. He doesn't live in this country.
He's not near. when I don't take the citalopram, I may have talked about this before on the podcast. When I don't take it, I don't think it has many side effects for me. I think I've done quite well. But when you don't take it, if you forget, and I've done this a couple of times, because it's got quite a long half-life. It isn't like you start to feel like you used to. You know, it isn't like you sort of become depressed because you haven't taken it. You get a big side effect withdrawal, and that withdrawal is severe depression.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's the only time I've ever felt suicidal was when I was in withdrawal from it. And I do think giving somebody a pill to stop them being depressed, which if they forget to take it makes them much, much, much more depressed, is a more of a worry than I mean, I don't know. I think I might have been more concerned, but I mean, I've been on it for so long now that I guess I'll just take it and then one day I'll suddenly die.
That's what I imagine.
Oh, it was the drugs.
Yeah, it was all their fault.
I mean, I've been on it for 10 years, and every time I tell my doctor that, they're like, how much? But I, you know, I live in the UK, so I see a different GP every single day.
Were you on anything before that? Before citalopram? Did you like try a bunch and then you landed on that one?
No, this was the entry drug. I've been on different doses.
Works. Yeah,
I think of course. So. Yeah. I've never needed to change. I mean, I've never had big symptoms that other people have had on it. Mm. And I've never had the reason, you know, the main reason, you know, it doesn't make me depressed or it doesn't make me, you know, sort of all the things that it's trying to cure. It makes some people more anxious, but it didn't do that. It makes some people have very low sex drive, and I've not had that. It makes some people, as you know, turn into a wasp, but it's a bee.
It's a bee. Yeah. You're one of the outliers. You're the uncommon symptom.
It's mostly ants or wasps.
Yeah.
Do you know a wasp? And yeah, as on. I say this, I'm not certain this is true.
Now I think I know what you're going to say, and I'm not certain.
Has more in common with an ant than a bee.
Do you know that?
I think I've either heard that,
or
made it up.
Right. Okay. I mean, it doesn't surprise me because I think there lots of like unusual DNA things that are like, oh, we're just like a banana, but we're nothing like, you know, like lizards or whatever.
Yeah, we're more like a banana than we are a lizard.
Now you've said that with some authority because I've just said it.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's true. I would doubt that.
I heard,
only because of the fact that, you know, a banana is a fruit and a lizard is a living. Well, it's probably a vegetable, knowing the laws of
a veg
and fruit. I know that a banana is a berry.
Yes, because it's got its
It's got its own tail.
It's got its own. aren't berries there?
Would you excuse me just a second? I don't know why, but take my breath away.
Has started
by Berlin
again.
Has just come in on again on my phone. So there seems to be a slight problem with my phone.
Yeah,
that I'm using it to listen to speak to. No, it's done it again. About every couple of minutes, the Google Assistant on my phone that I can't turn off and don't want.
No, yeah.
Or maybe it's Samsung Assistant. I'm not sure. Either
way, is it Bixby? Because mine's called Bixby and I hate him.
Is that a real thing?
Bixby's the one that on my phone, if I hold a button for too long or I say the wrong thing, it goes, hello, I'm Bixby. And you're like, oh, go fuck yourself, Bixby. And it's like, go, you know, setting a timer for 9 days. Beep, beep. And it's relentless.
Okay,
yours just plays Take My Breath Away over and over again.
No, it's now playing If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher, which, I've got to be honest,
it's quite a good song.
I love Cher.
Yeah. Is it because you were recently listening to either of these songs?
I don't remember doing that. Like, I mean, I do. There's no question that I like Cher. I was hugely disappointed at my surprise 40th birthday that my partner, MasterChef quarterfinalist JC Long, organised for me.
Yeah.
That there wasn't a Cher. At least a Cher impersonator. I was hoping Cher would be there.
I added a lot of Cher to the shared playlist that I made.
That's very much shared. Very good.
Yeah. Cher was the main thing added by your friends when I sent the link round to everyone asking to add songs that remind them of you. Well,
everyone knows how much I love Cher.
Yeah. And Sade. Berries, though,
yeah.
Aren't they seeds on the outside?
I don't know. A tomato's got seeds on the inside.
But that's a fruit, not a berry. Yeah.
Look,
Strawberries.
Can I say something here?
You can try.
I know we're talking about it. And I also know that I brought it up.
Yeah, but you've lost interest in... Yeah. You know how I can tell?
Yeah.
Is because... So what the system we're having to use where we're talking on Google Meets, but we're also on a WhatsApp call so that you can use your headphones that don't plug into your laptop and the sound card on my laptop has to cope with two... It's awful. I can't hear you through my phone. I hear you through the laptop. But when you're fiddling with your phone, my phone goes... So I know whenever you're looking at something, it's like it sends me a little bat signal that's like, oh, he's lost interest in this. But the DNA thing, what I learned about bees and wasps, and this is sounds like bollocks, but it's from a trusted source. My friend Liam, who's very into bees, he said that wasps are actually better at pollinating than bees.
They just won't do it.
They do. I think they do it more than bees do, but we hate them because they're dicks. Is that true?
Yes, I know that wasps do a lot of pollination, and there's only one kind of bee that.
No, there isn't.
Well, you haven't let me finish. There are loads of kinds of bees. There's only okay, one good. Kind of bee that we think of as the bee. And that, you know, like the bumblebee, the honeybee.
Those are different bees.
Will you shut up? Will you just shut the fuck up?
Let me tell my bee fact.
That most bees, if they sting you, will then die.
Oh, no, okay, I'm wrong.
It's only like the bumblebee or the honeybee or something. And there's lots of bees that don't make honey.
I knew that.
And there's lots of bees that aren't human useful, and they are, you know, and they're not, and also that, you know, I think of bees as, you know, very kind.
Yeah, everyone thinks bees are the nice ones, wasps are the naughty ones.
But actually, I think they've got a bad. That what I would say to all the listeners at home, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate your interest in this show, but don't write in. None of these things are things that I feel I need to know any more than the amount I know. I know a lot of what I'm saying is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I don't think it's going to change the world. I don't think I'm ever going to be so involved in bee, ant or wasp world or life that I'm going to make a mistake that causes a big problem. Don't tell me. If you're listening in, you're like, well, I can clarify all of these things. I don't want it. I want to go through life not really knowing enough about these things, but feeling quite confident and saying it.
I love that the energy that you've brought to this is you've brought up the wasp bee thing, and now you're livid with the people going, I don't know if he's right about that. And now you've shut it down.
I have. I've shut it down, you know, wrongly.
Yeah, incorrectly. But I like that we're no longer talking about it, and yet somehow are still talking about it.
If you write in to tell me all of the things that I've said that are wrong, I won't read it.
No. I mean, but you wouldn't anyway.
No, but I also, I'll tell you, if you feel so moved as to write in and tell me where I'm wrong and how,
yeah,
I will endeavour to spread more falsities.
More lies about wasps. Insects.
Yeah.
See, that's classic bait there as well, because I'm sure I said insects there and someone would write in and be like, actually, they're a bird or something, and I'd look like a chump. Like,
how dare you? All, as you know, all bees, wasps and ants are actually, they're Mormons.
Yes. And, you know. And my uncle works at Nintendo and he told me.
It's been a very weird episode, I think.
So far, yeah. Are you looking forward to me coming to Glasgow?
I really am. I've made such a big list of things that we need to do and that I need to do today.
Yeah.
That I actually got complete paralysis from it.
Oh,
and
good.
Wasn't able to do anything and just watch telly and then couldn't find my pills and then had to have a bath.
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend of looking after the kids on my own. So yeah. I wondered if I'm just very tired. I'm very much looking forward to your arrival. I've made big lists of all the things we've got to do.
Yeah. How feasible do you think that list is?
I reckon we'll get none of it done and be very annoyed.
Well, the thing that we have planned, which is quite... We've got two things planned. One is one of our lovely Patreons. We're speaking to them on the phone to organise a special present for someone.
Oh, yes. So one of our patrons has asked for a present for their friend.
Yeah.
And we're doing it.
Which is astounding.
I know. So all I'm saying is if you've thought about joining Patreon, now's the time because, you know, we're really getting into it.
Yeah.
And the other thing we're doing is we've been promising for a long time a cookery show.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yes, we're doing that as well.
We're going to be filming it. We're going to be filming us making food.
Yeah.
That's a cookery show.
And we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah. We'll put clips online.
But you thought of a very good system, which is that over the course of me being there for 48 hours, we're going to eat, you know, we're going to need to eat, what, 4 or 5 times? And we'll just, and so the cookery show is 2 birds, 1 stone, because we can then eat the food we make.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I, because the difference between watching a cookery show and making it is you absolutely can't eat the food on a show that you're watching on television. And I've tried repeatedly. Yes, and it's,
but I thought the other thing we planned is that on Wednesday we're going to the pub.
We are going to the pub. We're going to the pub with celebrity chef Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, exactly. And he's furious.
He's really not into it because he's, as he said, stopped coming around to mine and eating all the food I've prepared.
Stop hitting on Jules. No, we're going with communist poet Henry Bell. We're going with celebrity filmmaker Connor O'Toole. We're going with MasterChef quarterfinalist Josie Long. It's going to be a real event.
It's going to be, they're talking about it in the streets up here as the biggest event to happen since that guy who came out onto the street went, I've forgotten my pills, and immediately turned into a bee.
Yeah, exactly, which was the town.
Which has been commemorated in Glasgow with a day, a special day. They do it every year. It's called Bee Monday.
Great.
Yeah.
It's every year.
Yeah, it's a half day. You don't have to go in. You have to go in for a couple of hours, and then you go home, and then you have to go in again at the end of the day.
Oh, so it's weird. It's a really annoyingly placed half day. It just doubles your commute.
It is frustrating if you live far from work, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad of it still. Is that an hour? How long are these usually?
These are half an hour, and I think we've done... my clock... By the way, never at any point during it ask, is that enough? That's not what quality is.
No, because I always enjoy running long, and your equivalent of is that enough is I see you gradually fall asleep, basically.
Well, I have a condition, a medical condition that I can't control.
Yeah.
Which is called being annoying. No, I find it very hard to focus for long periods of time, which means I happen to have developed a real skill for going on stage and showing off. But when it comes to anything involving longevity or patience, I'm pretty useless. Now, at the moment, my tape says that we've been recording for 29 minutes and 40 seconds. And I was just thinking about how long of that at the start was me coughing.
Yeah, that was quite a lot of it. I don't know. I might have to edit around quite a lot of the start of this episode. your focus has got far better, and also
well, I'm medicated now.
It makes a real difference, doesn't it? And a friend of the podcast, James Rowland, was talking to someone about our shows the other day, and I was also there. And he said, "Oh, they did this run of shows.
What a story!
I know. He's like, he did 7 shows in Edinburgh, and he was like, I saw 3 of them, and he said, I think it was one of your. But he was like, your best." He thinks our best album was Dance Like It Never Happened. He thinks our best show was Love You Hate Bastards. And he said that this show was the best combination of everything that we do. And it was a best of. But he said also it was so nice to see Johnny, like, in he felt like in full focus for the whole hour. And normally when one of us loses focus, we make a joke out of it. But this time he was like, no, he was like, you were both like there. And it felt very like we're doing this and neither of you lost a beat for the whole hour, which we've never done before.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that thing I often do, which is get bored and wander off live on stage.
But people enjoy that. They think it's a bit.
They think it's a bit and it isn't. Yeah. It's like when I had my ADHD diagnosis. First of all, there were like 12 things and then you score out of 11, which I just thought was really like... That's just nonsense. But you have like 12 things and each one's out of 11. And then they have an average out of 11. Like, make it out of 10. And he's like, but there are 11 things. And I said, well, forget one.
Yeah.
Don't take
it
so seriously. And I said, so what am I scoring? And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you that. I'll just tell you whether or not. And I was like, come on, what am I scoring?
God, let me put a tenner on it.
Yeah. And he was like, the fact that you're asking me and you won't stop asking me about it and I can't move on really highlights that you're an 11.
So, you're what we call a clinical 11. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I hope he was a doctor.
Yeah, he was dressed like a vet. God, vets
all
are expensive.
Whilst he was doing my thing, he kept putting down horses.
They were all lined up. And there's really a pile of them in the corner.
It just kept euthanizing horses at great speed. I tell you what, it's not much to look at, but he can euthanize a horse.
God, he can kill a horse.
No, he didn't. That's not true. He was giving me his full attention. I was not giving him full attention, and I was getting distracted by the idea of him not giving me full attention, which is inherently problematic, but... That's life, isn't it?
I mean, euthanizing a horse, it must be...
It's a big job.
I'd hate that job. Also, if
you... I was going to say, oh, I'd love that job. That's the job for me. Well, that's for some people.
Well, I don't know. Because you'd have to... You'd need a
big hammer.
Big hammer. Also, but wherever one kills a horse, surely there's like a special room, right? To get the horse into that room is probably quite easy because the horse can walk in. But then
the first one.
To get them out.
To get them. Oh, right.
Horses are massive. You'd need 4 or 5 people, I think, to drag a horse. Surely you'd ideally euthanize them in their own grave, which seems like a bleak end of life, doesn't it?
It is. It's quite. Well, I think that I would have thought that. You get you can lead the first horse. You see, you can lead a horse to water,
but you can't make it die.
You can lead the first horse to euthanasia quite easily.
Yeah.
But the second one, having seen that, is probably like, do you know what? I'm just gonna go. I might go back to my room.
Yeah. Because I don't know if anyone signed up.
Will you put a trigger warning
job?
At the start of this episode?
What?
Because of this? Because I mean, this is very dark.
Yeah, I suppose. Trigger warning. What's the trigger warning from this? Animals?
At the end, we talk about killing horses for ages. And then it feels like we're going to stop and then we carry on.
We were talking. This is the reason I went into the horse thing is I saw some of our friends yesterday and we were talking about. Do you remember at school? Did you have to do a careers test?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my hesitance is only I don't know how this is going to swing back.
No, it does link up. Don't worry. Our careers test. Now, when I did mine, the day of the careers test, I broke my wrist and I hurt my other wrist. So I was in a cast in one arm and I had a splint on my other arm. And thereby, I scored 0 in manual dexterity across all of the careers tests. And they were like, whatever you do, don't let this guy work with anything to do with his hands. And they said I should either be a criminal psychologist or a war strategist. And we were talking about who got... And our friend Fran, wonderful Fran, was very quiet throughout the conversation. And then she went, mine said I should be an embalmer. I was like, what a miserable thing for a 16-year-old to be handed a piece of paper being like, you're just going to be the one dealing with the dead.
You know what mine said?
What?
Careers advisor.
Oh, no.
No, that's not. I just made that up. I thought
that's a nice
funny
joke, though, isn't it?
It's okay. It's okay.
What? And then they give you a pen and say, it's your problem now, Donahoe.
No, I can't remember what they said about mine, but I think I didn't take it seriously. I remember writing just stupid answers as well because I was bored.
Well, they can't say you should be in the arts. Yeah.
Why not?
They can't. Oh, no, it's not, at least on my version of the test, the arts wasn't an option. Because it was like you're looking for a job, not a flight of fancy.
Yeah, do you want to be a butcher or a
baker? All right, look, we need to go to the Patreon.
We do, but did you didn't put horse euthanizer?
No, I didn't. But I want shorts. There must be a career path towards that. Someone's got to be out there doing it.
Well, I mean, my friend Paul.
The horse killer.
With.
Yeah.
No, his wife Andrea is an equine vet.
Oh, cool.
And so I imagine, you know, unfortunately, I think equine vet is a much nicer job title. But I imagine a lot of her job is hammering a horse, you know, with a gammy leg.
Oh God, it's so bleak, isn't it? Yeah.
No, they've probably got a special kind of.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I can see you were gonna say that. No, I'm pretty confident it's an injection.
Yeah, it must be.
And I would imagine it's done with dignity.
Yeah. When we had to put down my dog, it was one of the worst days of my life. I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but me, my brother, and my dad. And
you gave him a digestive biscuit.
We gave him as many biscuits as that boy could eat.
Aww.
Just over and over again. And then I think we gave him a few, and then she was like, you can just keep, like, you know, yeah, I can do the injection whenever you want. Just keep feeding him biscuits. And he was quite delighted, I think, at the end of his life.
We gave my dog Barney on the day we had to have him put down. This is very sad. That we've gone for, because we were laughing at the idea of horse euthanasia only because it's so horrible
and isn't funny. You can only laugh.
So
yeah.
Thank God we've moved into trauma.
Yeah.
So Barney was about, I think he was 17 or 18 or 19. He was very old and he'd been around a very long time. And I think I was already 30 and I'd got him when I was 12 or so. So, I mean, he was an old boy. And my mum couldn't be in the room. She had to leave and go and stand outside. She went and had a cig in the garden. Bless her. Like, she just couldn't be in the room with him, which is, I totally understand. So my sister and I were holding him, and I was like, do you know what? Let's give him some cheese.
Oh, nice.
Because he loved cheese. And
it was very bad for his guts.
Oh, very bad. Like, because dogs love cheese, but it is because it's fatty and it's delicious. But it's not very good for them. So we just gave him like half a block of cheese. And then she did say they can, I'm just going to put something underneath his rear because they can, they can go a bit if you give them a lot of cheese this enormous dose of morphine. I say, is that in the book? And she went, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's in the book, yeah.
Right, I'll get the hammer.
Excellent. All right, well, look, you can listen to the rest of this episode, even though it's just a different episode, over on patreon.com/Johnny and the Baptist, which we do every bloody week.
We also do two songs a month, two new songs a month.
Yeah, yeah, and a cooking show we've talked about.
We've got a cookery show, which we're going to definitely start.
We're sending people presents now. We're calling folk.
We send people surprises. They don't know it's us.
No, it's lovely. So join us over there, and thank you for joining us for another week of look at my lovely bloody garden.
Lovely garden with Ron and Lim.
Thanks, everyone. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
If happiness is even real, then
finding it is not for you.
But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around.